When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
What's happening, guys? Welcome to Born Offside. Holland's just yawned as I commenced the podcast.
You tried to
tried to catch it.
Big weekend, though.
Big weekend. No, not really, actually. Didn't drink this weekend.
That's good.
Had a glass of wine. Red wine.
Look at you.
Hey, I'm changed.
No, you're a mature man.
Went to gym on Sunday. I'm changed.
Oh. That's what I'm talking about. You don't strike me as a red wine drinker. You don't mind a bit of vino?
I'm trying to diversify.
Yeah.
You must have been on a date.
Nah, me, dates.
What was the context of the red wine?
Chilling at home, glass of red, football on.
Oh, red with the football.
Yeah, classy.
Football on, yeah, mate. Yeah.
On your own?
On my own.
Wow.
Love that.
I don't know. I don't
believe it. Drink on your own, Claude?
Nah.
Yeah.
Wow, now you guys are making me sad. The fuck? I thought we were having a wholesome moment.
Definitely not my intention.
Shade thrown.
No, it's sweet.
It's just a question.
Just make sure you keep it to one glass, bro.
Yeah, just one. Just one.
Otherwise, talk to us about it, you know?
Yeah. We're always here for you. We're always here.
You guys are making this an intervention. Can we move on?
Speaking of interventions,
yeah.
I mentioned this to you earlier, and I was like, I'm going to bring this question to the couch.
Oh, let's go.
Because on Sunday, I was supposed to go on a date with someone, like a first date with someone. And I messaged them on Saturday being like, so like, are we hanging on Sunday?
Right.
Never opened the message.
Oh, shit.
Hey, yo.
So.
Call the fire brigade. Yo. Hey, yo.
Shit.
I feel like this is such a good content opportunity.
Yeah.
For me to ask you the question, like, why, like, what's the deal with guys? Why do they do that? Because the date was his idea. I never said anything.
So he's initiated this.
Yeah. He said, like, let's go out for drinks on Sunday.
It's double booked, yeah, I reckon.
Yeah.
Double parked. Oh, no.
How long ago did he initiate this?
Like the Tuesday or
Same week.
Yeah, the same week. Oh, I mean, like, I don't feel like I'm being dramatic.
I reckon maybe, he maybe had a mad Saturday.
Maybe he might have had a big Saturday. No, but he messaged him on Saturday.
Yeah.
Checking about the next day.
Yeah, but did he reply to you on Saturday?
He didn't open the message.
Hasn't replied?
I wouldn't know. I unfollowed him.
Oh, shit.
I'm not going to lie. That's worthy of an unfollow and a block.
Yeah?
I'm a man to do
that. 100%. It's disrespectful. Like, don't waste my time. Like, you didn't waste my time because I didn't go anywhere. But, like, in theory, you wasted my time.
Yeah, it's a shit guy. Look, he's just scared of confrontation at the end of the day.
Yeah, true.
He could have just been like, oh, no, you know, I've actually got something else on, but he's like too scared to do that. Yeah. So
that's a message to you young guys out there. Yeah. Young and old. Wait. No.
Why'd she say young guys?
I shouldn't have said it like
that. She loves a young guy.
No, I knew
you bloody cougar.
That's the problem with you. You keep dating so young,
America.
Man.
No. It's not what I meant.
It's exactly what you meant.
20 something, it's fine.
If you're in your 20s, you're young. Mm. Okay. No?
I love the way you're saying this. Because I haven't got long left in my 20s, but I'll take it.
Yeah.
Anyway, just be respectful, my friends.
We're both way too old for Kat. But anyway, let's.
We definitely are.
We're 5 years too old.
How's your dating life, Claude?
Yeah, fantastic.
Are we going to talk football?
We're going to talk. Exactly. I'm with Olin on this one.
Okay, fine.
Let's talk some football. But actually, before we do talk, we are talking football. You've been watching the Beckham documentary.
Yes, that's what you did when you got ghosted. I binged the whole thing on Friday night. It was fantastic. Like, really, really good documentary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently, like, I pretty much feel like I've watched it through TikTok.
That's what I'm... I'm English, so I've watched so many Beckham documentaries and I also know all about his career. Like, I know all about, like, the free kick against fucking Greece.
That I could watch that time and time again.
You know, like, the whole Sir Alex... Like, I lived it in real time.
Yeah, true.
So I was like, oh, why am I going to watch a docu on him? But I can understand everyone else.
But I think, like, what's cool about the documentary is, like, for people that are more into reality TV and then your football people, it's, like, the perfect happy medium.
Yeah, right.
Because they really did both.
Mm.
And like I sat with a friend and watched it, and like, you know, she kind of like loves the that whole like Kardashian style.
Yeah, Victoria Beck, so posh, like, posh spice.
Yeah, yeah, it's like the perfect thing for like a couple to watch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the thing is also, I think a lot of people didn't know how good Beck actually was.
Yeah, top player.
Because he was such a superstar, everyone thought like...
In his prime, right?
In his prime, everyone thought, oh, like he was more known because of his stardom and his looks. I'm like, no, Beck was like...
But then you see, you say that, and I do think there was always that question of whether or not he was overrated. But when you look at like him moving to Real Madrid, and it was like, it's almost like they didn't rate him for his football. They got him over because of his, everything
well, apparently
that he
Zidane
brought.
Said to him like,
when he come in, yeah,
did
I
you
saw
see that?
Part,
but
yeah,
I don't know how, I don't know if that's, I don't know if I believe that.
Well, but in the doco, you can like, they show the moment where they shake, like they exchange jerseys at the end of that game. And Zidane says, and
come,
apparently that's when Zizou said that.
Come to Madrid.
Well, I think Bex was a top player, but I think the only other people to have ever hit that superstardom, like superstardom, are probably like Maradona, Pele, Ronaldo, Messi. So you're talking now the best players in the world. Bex probably wasn't the best player in the world.
No.
But he was really good.
He was...
It's
he
was the image.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's why people say he was overrated.
They did this thing, they talk about it in the doco, where there was some campaign to be like, let's find someone in the world who doesn't know who David Beckham is.
Mm.
And they found like some guy out in like, you know, the desert of Turkey or something that didn't know who he was. Forgive me, that's not exactly where it was, but I just can't remember.
Yeah.
But it was something like that. Like that's how famous he was.
Yeah, he's
like
massive.
No one didn't know who he was.
He's massive. He's massive. And the scandal as well. Does he actually admit to cheating in the doco?
They don't say, you know, he cheated or whatever, but he alludes to how lonely he was when he first moved to Madrid.
Oh, so it's okay,
that it was such a challenging time for him and Victoria, and that like he doesn't know how they made it out of that. And I think that in one way or another was confessing to something.
So he's the victim again. He's the victim. Poor guy had to go play for millions of dollars
play
in another
Madrid,
country.
In another country away from the family.
Oh. You know
crazy
what I mean?
Nights out with Ronaldo.
Oh,
and
it's a terrible life. Horrible. You have to feel sorry for him, Kat. Yeah.
Do you know what though? Like, I know you're being sarcastic, but like, I do feel that it's such a strange reality that they live. Mm. They're like thrown into this. They have everything in front of them. So much temptation. Like your values would be really challenged.
You see this, bro? You see what you're experiencing right now?
Yeah.
What?
Apparently,
if you're a famous athlete, you get away with it. That's what Kat's saying. It's
That's
fine.
Not what
it's
I'm
fine
saying.
Because they're tossed into this. They weren't ready for it.
No,
but
I'm
an
saying
average
your
Joe
values
can't go and.
Oh, they. I'm saying that their values get challenged.
Okay.
Because they have options.
Well, come on. Let's not beat around the bush. We know that when you're
cheating's
that level
cheating.
Of stardom.
Whether you're Beckham or your
Joe Blow.
Old mate from the corner store,
but
cheating
I wasn't
is cheating.
Talking about old mate from the corner store. I was just talking about that particular scenario for David Beckham.
Yeah.
Like I can see how it would have been an extremely challenging time and I'm not condoning the cheating.
Yeah.
I'm just saying like the fact that they made it out of that is a testament to their marriage.
Yeah. I mean, it's worked out a lot better than if they were broken up over it. Let's be real. They would have both been like...
Apparently they have an open marriage, but that's just me.
Oh,
what do you mean that's just you?
That's
are
just
you
me.
Involved?
That's just me speculating.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
There you go. Maybe.
Well, they don't touch on that in the documentary.
Apparently it's a lot more common than you think, but we'll get to that later. Let's talk some football from the weekend. The Oz Cup, Sydney FC winner.
Yes. Did either of you go?
Oh, I was in the Gold Coast.
Oh, you were.
Didn't get an invite. Kat was like, sometimes you've got to pay for these things.
Olan doesn't buy tickets anymore.
My response to Olan was, sometimes you have to buy a ticket.
Like, nah, man. If you want me to, I'm not even saying it like I'm a big deal because I'm not. But if you want me to come, then just say, hey, Olan, like, are you going to come? Or, you know, if not, then nah, man. I'll be drinking my little red wine, chilling at home, vibing.
Right. Well,
we all went last year and it was really good.
Like last year was really good. I think last year's was probably a little bit more anticipated because of the teams,
the
right?
NPL team.
Yeah.
Makes a difference.
Yeah, definitely. Ultimately, there was some drama because there was a bit of refereeing drama with the whole VAR, lack of VAR.
Lack of VAR.
Well, they reckon in the A-League now there's going to be no
That's
VAR.
That's what they've said.
Oh,
something
really?
To do with, I think it's a financial thing.
It has to. Yeah, because it costs a lot of money. Like, I didn't even realize how much per game it costs to have VAR.
You got
to
put it in.
Oh, 100%.
It's pretty amateur if we don't have it.
In the top league.
In the top league.
Yeah, it's giving amateur, isn't it?
But in saying that, there was a bit of a, I don't know where this came from, but Will Stevenson wrote it to the pod. Was Kat going for Brisbane in the Oz Cup?
No, why?
I don't know. Did you say
something? Because I've said that I'm not like a crazy Sydney FC fan.
Right.
Is that what they've assumed?
I don't know, man.
Well, you should be a Sydney FC fan.
Yeah, I was obviously rooting for Sydney FC. I have no connection whatsoever to Brisbane Roar. Like, why would I?
I don't know, man. Will's saying that. I don't know if you posted
maybe
something or...
because I didn't post when they won. Yeah. I was just quiet on socials this weekend, you know?
Yeah.
Girl needed a day off.
Yeah. Just quiet and chilling. Yeah, no, I hear you. Guess like that.
Nellum 94s are Sydney FC. Are they contenders or pretenders this season?
Ooh. I haven't really taken an in-depth look at their team and who they've recruited this year. Mm. But obviously, I'm more focused on the Wanderers. But have you noticed them recruiting?
Well, like, speaking of
the Wanderers, recruitment has been very, very.
It was good. Speaking of a couple of like players as well, like Sydney were looking they were looking quite bare about a month ago. Mm. But then they've picked up a few signings now late in the window. A couple of Brazilian players. I was catching up with Alex Bram-Johan.
Yeah.
Actually, saw him at the event.
I just saw him about 30 minutes
ago.
Yeah,
he's been around here as well. He is obviously, he's transitioned from professional footballer into that agent role for Sydney FC. So he's picking up players. Oh. And he's played in Brazil. He's got a good connection with Brazil. So he organized those two signings. I think he's doing a really good job wheeling and dealing at the moment.
Yeah.
And they've picked up some good players and the young boy's shining through. I don't think they're going to win it, but I think they're semi-final again. I think they're top four. I do think they're top four.
At the very least, it is, you know, when you, for example, watching that Oz Cup final, like there are some fresh faces.
Definitely.
And I think that's kind of refreshing to see.
And my guy Lolly's fit.
Yes.
He's been working overtime.
He has.
The big fella's been working overtime. He said it. He knows. He's fit as ever. He needs to get another year in that contract. He loves Bondi Beach too much. He's got to get himself another year.
That's why he's playing so hard.
That's it, man. That's like Mark Viduka. He used to always do that. Towards the end of his contracts, he got fit and made sure he got another one.
Who's going to be the biggest like marquee signing this year? There hasn't really been one.
Who's the biggest marquee?
Well, at the moment, it's probably Jack Woodrell, right?
Yeah.
Still?
He's also doing a great job at centre back. There's no real, like, no big name. Last year we had the Luiz Nani thing, but that didn't work out. But that was big.
That was huge. That was like, you know.
There's a couple of players still floating around. Balotelli got picked up.
Did he?
Balotelli got picked up in Turkey, scored two goals on debut.
True.
Oh, man.
It's my guy.
Do you remember when we had Sturridge?
Yeah. Remember that episode? It felt like it was like
that was like
a glitch
fever dream
in the Matrix. Like, he was actually here?
Yeah, I know.
For like 6 months. If that.
Anyway. Now he's singing Champions League previews.
Yeah, actually, I like it. I do like it too. I do like his breakdowns.
I do like it too. Let's go international. Biggest result probably in Europe this weekend. Arsenal beat City 1-0.
Last night.
What they couldn't do last season was like step it up at the big moment.
I thought they were going to flop, honestly.
Yeah?
Yeah, I thought they were going to flop. But I guess it's a testament to how they're doing this season.
Martinelli, how they're building.
Martinelli off the bench.
Saliba.
No Saka.
Pocketed Haaland.
That's right. Yeah, that was the big talking point. No Saka. Obviously no De Bruyne, which makes a huge difference for City. He still is, for me, the best player by country mile. Our boy Kovacic was lucky to stay on the park. A couple beefy tackles that he threw in.
He's getting involved in the derby for sure.
Yeah, exactly right. But ultimately a 1-0 win for Arsenal. Huge. City now have lost two games on the bounce. They dropped a third.
That's the first time in a long time lost two games.
Only three times in Pep's whole managerial career has he lost two games in a row.
Only and three times?
Yeah.
How crazy is that?
What the fuck?
Yeah, man.
And
that is
it,
a mad stat.
And it's the first time Arsenal have beat City since 2015 or something.
Did you watch my show?
I did watch my show. I told you. I watch that every week.
That's it.
I'm your biggest fan, Claude.
you know what Pep's going to say now? We have to change.
We need you guys.
We have to change. We have to jump and change.
Three signings
new
in January.
New guys. Always new guys.
But it was great. Great from Arsenal. Big win for them. Now they're top. But they're not actually top.
Weren't Spurs top? Oh, yeah. So they're going top.
No, equal points, equal goal difference. Spurs are top on goals scored.
Oh.
So Ange Postecoglou's top of the league. I think it's the first time since like the 60s that Spurs have started a season like this. They're top of the league despite a red card that they copped against your boys, Luton. Look, it's early days, but everyone's riding in. Can he do it?
I mean, why not?
Can you imagine?
Look at him.
Nah, I'm not even going to.
I don't want to jinx
him. Yeah, I don't want to jinx him. I don't want to put some bad juju on that or shit, but like, what he's doing at the moment is probably converting half of Australia to Spurs fans.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And even in England, they're singing his praises. I don't know if you heard of a guy called Expressions who does like all the funny reactions for Spurs, hardcore Spurs fans. And he's always roasting all types of managers or the previous Spurs managers. And this is the only one he's been like singing his praises, writing rhymes about him.
Yeah.
So, no, it's good, man.
That's massive. It's massive for them, but it is early days. And he keeps laughing it off. Every time they ask him, it's like, it's 8 games, man. Don't ask me that question. It's 30 games to go.
Yeah.
That is a long time in football.
Which is true.
Something I forgot to say, Samir Nasri got, apparently he had to get, he got removed from the stadium because he got into a fight with an Arsenal fan.
Nasri?
Nasri was at the
game. As in like Baller Nasri?
Baller Nasri.
What?
Yeah.
He's an Arsenal legend though.
But he went to City. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
He was one of those guys that jumped ship.
Yeah, he jumped ship and won.
And won, exactly.
Yep, yep.
He was one of those ones. Funny looking guy, Nasri. I'm not going to go into that because he always. I'm not going to go into that. I'm going to be careful with things like that. Speaking of being careful, Mason Greenwood scored his first goal for Getafe.
Is he just scored his? I thought he scored ages ago, or maybe he just assisted.
No.
No. Was it? I mean, his first goal.
I mean, he made a big impact, right? Like jersey sales and all that type of
big
stuff.
Big jersey sales.
Such a controversial.
Wait, as in like loads of people are buying his jersey.
He's the most sold Getafe jersey of all time.
Sold.
Oh, that's.
It's so offside, right?
Man, I don't know how I feel about that. That's
I mean, he's a
because I feel like that's trolls.
That's the thing.
Buying his jersey from abroad.
I mean,
and rocking a Greenwood jersey because they want to be a troll.
It's weird, right? Because he's actually a big player. Like, whenever has Getafe signed a player from Manchester United? It's unheard of.
Yes.
So that may be the reason.
Yeah.
But there would be a percentage of people out there that just want to be shit stirrers and will buy that jersey because he's, you know, escaped prison time.
For sure.
Anyway. Look, he scored. It wasn't enough. 2-2 draw with Celta Vigo. But a lot of people now are saying because United's struggling for goals.
Very struggling. United's, well, we're going to talk about their result on the weekend.
I was watching the game, so I don't know what time of the morning it was, but I just got home from a club. As I said, I was in the Gold Coast and I was with some of my mates and we sat down. One of my best mates is a Man United fan and we're watching this game and I'm very excited because it's 1-0 Brentford and it's looking like it's heading that way.
Yeah.
And then substitution in like the 80-something minute.
Mr. McSauce
is coming in and my mate starts going off. He's like, see, this is what's wrong with this fucking club. We need goals and we're putting in fucking McTominay. And he's
that
going,
makes it even funnier.
And, bro, and I was just sitting there laughing. He's going off his rocket. 2 seconds later, goal, another one, goal.
He's that kind of player though sometimes. Like he'll get like a random goal.
Yeah.
Like a random 2 goals or 3 goals. Like I don't know how to describe it.
So he's thinking of his touches. He touched the ball like 8 times and 2 of them were goals.
Isn't that crazy?
Insane. And it actually like good finishes as well. Like especially the header was a great finish.
Yeah, it was clutch.
Jeez.
Still though, United got problems.
They still have problems.
There's no doubt.
I had a friend that was at that game and like just the emotional roller coaster of her stories.
Yeah.
Like she's just so sad. She's like, what's going on? This club's always doing this to me. And then like McTominay scores and she's like losing her shit. And I think that was just like emblematic of their entire season.
Yeah.
I think that just sums up football in general, man. That's the beauty of football. It's like 1 minute you're like, F this, I'm done. And the next minute you're like, oh my God.
You need games like that to like put the spark back in it. 100%.
That's the thing. The effect on the season, like if they would have just beaten Brentford in like a shitty 2-1, it was like a penalty or something. Mm. But when you beat Brentford in that way with 2 late goals, it might have a different effect on the team going forward. So
definitely.
So we'll see. But someone did actually come out and slam him a little bit. I think it was
McTominay.
No, Ten Hag, Ibrahimovic. So you see, Ibrahimovic did that.
Did an interview with Pierce. Was it Pierce
Morgan? Okay. Yeah. He did that.
They have a weird link up.
Weird link up.
But it would happen.
But it would. It makes sense.
You know what's weird about Pierce Morgan? Yeah. There's a few.
List is long.
He keeps asking. He did the same thing with Ronaldo. He keeps asking these footballers, "What's better, football or sex?" Have you seen when he asked that question?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't see that.
He asked Ronaldo. He was like,
that's such a weird question.
I think he was talking to him about like maybe the bicycle he scored and he was talking to him about that and he goes, does that compare with to sex with Georgina? And like Ronaldo,
that's such a weird intro. Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And Ronaldo was like laughing. He's like, no, I prefer, you know, sex with Georgina. Yeah, and then he did the same thing to Zlatan. And he like Zlatan didn't answer it the first time and he asked again. He's like, but compared to sex.
I really need to know this answer.
Yeah, and Zlatan was like, sex is 10 times better. He's like, anyone that says that scoring a goal is better than sex, doesn't know how to have sex. Yeah. And I was like, bro, this man is Zlatan as well. Like,
and that's Zlatan as well.
Yeah, fucking
I've been enjoying, speaking of Zlatan, I've been enjoying the Prince Boateng going on a poddy.
He's so good.
I think he's going to become a pundit. He's really good. Have you seen any of the clips of him?
I haven't actually seen it.
Yeah.
He's talking about his time at Barca. I think he was on Rio's pod.
Yeah.
And he was like telling loads of stories about like Ibra, talking about Messi in training. Mm. He was like, it would be him and maybe Rakitic in like a shooting drill against Messi, and basically says like Messi doesn't miss like 99 shots.
I love that. And he talks about Messi and how Messi like is actually a bad example for young players, but he doesn't mean to be.
Have you seen that one?
Yes, yes.
Unattainable.
He said like Messi like does things a little bit differently, but he's gifted, but he does things differently. Yeah. So he just like, he won't really prepare. He goes, there was once in the changing room where like the coach was talking and Messi was just on his phone on FaceTime to someone in Argentina. Like he said they were about to walk out. Oh no, he actually said it was the day that Messi scored the stunning free kick against Liverpool and then won 3-0 at New Camp. And he goes, as we're about to go out to a Champions League semi-final, he was FaceTiming someone in Argentina and like laughing while the coach was talking. And he's like, and young players like look
you
up
see
to that.
That, and they're like, oh, well, Messi does it,
but he can just do his own thing, and like same with the way he trains, he doesn't run at training, but it's like, but it's Messi because then when he comes to the games, he will, you know.
Yeah.
But young players are like, you know, modeling on that. Anyway, he spoke. Ibra was talking about Ten Hag, and he goes, the problem with him is he's coached kids. Yes. And these managers at Ajax, they're coached like an academy team and kids. And he's big on that because he's written, I read his book, Zlatan's book once, and he was also like, he hates Pep Guardiola for this reason. That he says like he runs.
He says Pep's like a pretender or something, doesn't he? He doesn't really like him.
Well, you can't say that anymore. Yeah. Like, he's done so much. But he says that he runs a football team like a classroom. Like he's got so many rules, you have to follow it. What you drive to training, what you wear to training, the way you speak to people. Like,
but then when you watch the Beckham doco, like Sir Alex Ferguson was exactly like that as well.
Exactly.
When you're at that level, you need that level of discipline as well, I think.
Yeah, I think so. But then there's different ways, because then there's the Carlo Ancelotti way, which is like, do whatever the fuck you want.
Mm. Yeah, as long and as you're which happy, can you'll still play work
well.
For them.
Yeah, Mourinho's a bit like that too. If you're happy, you'll play well. But anyway, speaking of Serie A, Mourinho finally getting some wins. 4-1 win, double from Romelu Lukaku. He now has...
Wow, Lukaku's firing.
He now has the best start at Roma since Batistuta in the 90s, which is one of the greatest strikers of all time. Oh. He's flying, bro.
And they didn't... Was it... Which club did they want? Didn't they want him? Juve didn't want him.
And Inter both didn't want him.
Oh my gosh. I mean, he's a goal... I've always said this about Lukaku. He's a goal scorer. It's just... He needs to be babied.
It's the thing. It's the third time in his career he's fallen under Jose Mourinho. And Mourinho knows, he knows how to get the best out of Romelu Lukaku. Mm. So maybe that's what it is, the management style.
It matters so much.
Yeah.
Like time and time again, you see how much better players can be under certain managers.
Yeah, definitely. But speaking of strikers in the Serie A, we had plenty of questions drop in about this one and just statements generally. David Binney, Giroud is a fucking god.
Oh, yeah, this is crazy.
Giroud goes in goals, makes a save. Just a presence.
It's a great save as well.
It was, but he threw himself at that ball. If anyone didn't see it, Mike Mignon gets sent off. Milan had already made all their changes. Olivier Giroud goes in goals, saves the game. Before we talk about the save itself, he just gets better looking with that, doesn't he?
He does. I think he was in my top five best looking footballers for sure.
He's not your type, I know, but
he's good looking.
He's a good looking man.
He just looks like he's aged like fine wine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Very, very good looking lad.
Yeah. And mate, he's done a great job in goals.
Apparently Milan have updated their website and he's now part of the goalkeepers list.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, France did the same thing for the squad coming up this week. They go, we have four keepers and they've added him in it. Brilliant, but why not? Liverpool fans been complaining against VAR again. I don't think we spoke about this last week. You see, Jurgen Klopp said he wants the game to be replayed against Spurs.
Oh, really?
So he came out because the PGMOL, which is like the, you know, VAR like the Premier people. League association of all the VAR stuff.
Yeah.
Well said, Kat. he spoke out against them, basically admitting that they had made a bad decision.
Yeah.
That in reviewing it, they knew that they made the wrong call at the time. So Klopp's basically saying, well, you've admitted that it was the wrong call, that we should have a rematch.
Yeah. Come on.
It's not going to happen. You're never going to have a rematch.
Come on, relax. Well, now that they're going off about Pascal Gross should have been sent off for the shirt pull leading to the penalty. It's just Liverpool fans need to just relax a little bit.
No, it's always
VAR's fault.
Someone else's fault.
It's always someone else's fault with you guys. Just, you know.
Sometimes like you can see it though.
Like Chelsea are rubbish and we just accept it.
Exactly, we accepted it. We've not been complaining about refs.
Oh, look at you two on your high horse. We're just the perfect loser fans.
Yeah.
And we bounce back against Burnley, but we're still level headed. We just slowly.
Exactly.
Anyway.
But Roberto De Zerbi is Jurgen Klopp's new nemesis. Four games, two draws, two wins for De Zerbi. Wow. Klopp has never beaten him.
You can't argue what this man has done.
And he buys his players off him. And still he can't beat him.
I know.
De Zerbi's the man. Luis Diaz, though.
Luis Diaz. I did notice on the highlights this morning, your Portuguese pronunciation is fantastic.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, who do we have on there? Right? A couple of Portuguese. Famalicão and who's the other one?
Guimarães.
Vitória Guimarães.
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 Decent.
I love the Porcos. They're great. Frangos. Poor, treat yourself. There's a new Frangos opening up somewhere.
Where?
I don't know. I heard this the other day. I can't remember where.
Let's try and get a sponsorship.
We've got to go. Double chicken.
Please.
Burger.
We'll do a mukbang.
I love a Frangos.
We'll do a what?
A mukbang.
A what?
You don't know what that is.
Do you know what
it's
that
not
is?
What you're thinking about.
What do you think? Whoa, I got so many questions.
First, you go.
It's an eating show.
Yeah. Oh.
So it's,
what did you call it?
Mukbang.
Mukbang. What did you think I thought?
There's a category. Isn't there a category?
Producer Shams, he's shitting himself over there.
Is what? There not a category?
I don't know what you're talking
called
about.
Called mukbang. On, no? Okay, anyway. That's just
whoa, where?
I don't know, man.
A category on...
There's a cat. I'm pretty sure there's an X-rated category called something like
called
that.
Called mukbang.
Something like
definitely
that.
Definitely not that.
There
I'm
he
aware
is.
Of.
Somebody confirm in the comments.
I'm trying to think whatever would sound like mukbang.
Let me Google it right now. I'm pretty sure there is.
Well, to be fair, you could also pronounce it mukbang.
Oh, that's more like it.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking.
A mukbang.
But it's a Korean word, and it's actually.
Is that what it means? God.
Probably. I don't know. I'm just trying to think where Olan's head would have gone.
Yeah, no.
No, I'm pretty
sure. It goes all places. We will never know.
I'm pretty sure.
Mukbang.
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, no. I'm worried what you're searching.
What are you looking up right now?
I'm just putting in.
Anyway, while he's doing that, mukbang, which is how it's pronounced, it's a Korean thing. It started in Korea. It's an eating show where, like, you basically eat in front of a camera and, like, people would, like, stream it and watch with you and eat their food. And it's this whole thing.
They eat their food as well at the same time.
Well, that's the idea, is, like, nobody is eating alone. But people would also sit and watch these people eat, like, extreme amounts of food. Like,
Koreans are weird, man. Like,
careful.
Koreans are careful. I love Koreans.
We love Koreans. I love Korean food.
I love Koreans because they're so fucking funny, man. Oh. Like, the shit that they come... Of course they came out of Korea, bro. They're funny.
But for example, if we had Frangos on an episode and we're all eating and talking, it would be considered a mukbang.
A mukbang. Mm. All right, cool. Yeah. Did you find your category?
It's pretty much it involves food.
Oh.
And sexual
stuff. Oh, so it's like a food porn category.
Yes.
What's it called?
Mukbang.
Oh, there you go. So he was correct as
damn.
Well.
That's what I said.
Right.
I don't know why I know that.
Okay, we know all what I'm right.
Well,
into.
We sick. Are talking about just the eating version.
All right. Well, anyway, before the mukbang chat. We were talking about Luis Diaz.
We were.
Right. He picked his ultimate five-a-side. He put in Alisson, Virgil van Dijk, Gerrard.
Okay. Okay. It's very Liverpool.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah.
So
heavy.
Yeah. Dalglish.
Yes.
This is all time.
Okay.
And Shaqiri.
Shaqiri.
Shaqiri made his all-time five-a-side. Does Shaqiri get underrated as a
yes.
player?
He does get I think he underrated. Does. Nobody, I've never seen anyone built like Shaqiri.
He's a nugget and a half, eh?
Yeah, why does he get? He's a what do you say? Nugget.
He's a nugget of a man.
He's such a nugget.
He's a nugget.
Like, God bless.
Yeah,
but he's a nugget that can move. An agile 100%. Nugget.
Agile. Yeah. Nah, he does get underrated a little bit.
He does. Yeah,
he does. He played for Liverpool, didn't he?
Yeah.
But was it
that
for
whole
minute?
Squad? Obviously, is Liverpool.
Yeah, he played for Liverpool. He played for. But was he at Bayern at one point?
Nah, was
no,
he wasn't. Well.
Didn't he go there at one point?
No, I feel like
he's a journeyman as well. Like he's
he
played
went to France
for
as well. He went to Lyon.
A bunch of teams.
Stoke.
Yeah.
The Inter. It's been everywhere.
Yeah.
Damn. I don't know. Anyway, I thought that was random. I thought if I could bring that up. Look, Chelsea are back. That's more important. Tano Miller, can Chelsea turn this season around and get to a European final? Well, maybe not in Europe, but can they get back into European football?
Listen, it's very, very early doors. There's one game against Burnley. We need to settle down.
We definitely
Chelsea
do.
Fans.
It's Burnley.
We definitely do. It's two wins because we beat Fulham as well.
Yeah.
But yes, I would not be getting it.
Gotta beat
myself,
a big
right.
dog first.
Yeah. Ronan Humbles, Chelsea are back, baby. Caleb Bora, Olin must be cheering. Chelsea are finally winning.
I forget how many like closet Chelsea fans I've got following me as well.
Yeah.
Like when
closet.
We're
why are they closet?
Because they never say anything. And then when I post that, they're like, yeah, I'm so mad as well.
It's
yeah.
like,
I'm like, bro.
Where's your support?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah, they come out of nowhere when we're losing or stuff. But no, who knows?
Mm.
Hopefully we're on the right track.
Yeah. Well, one man who's in big trouble. I mean, I don't know if you take him anymore. Paul Pogba, do you remember he used to play football?
Yeah, I know.
Paul Pogba actually makes me sad.
I'm sad about this too.
Like this genuinely like makes me like sad because he was one of my idols when I was playing and everything. Like definitely one of the people I always looked up to.
I feel for Pogba because he clearly has an injury problem. He clearly has a body issue.
Yeah.
Constantly pulling muscles. He's constantly getting...
I think it's similar to like Jack Wilshere. We can compare it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because
potentially.
But the thing is with Jack Wilshere, like we kind of knew. Whereas with Pogba, because he hit such a high, we were like, this guy's taking a piss. But it actually wasn't.
No, exactly. And I think it's because of his like... the way he is, he's a bit of a showman. The way he's off the park, people think he's taking the piss. He's not, he's lazy, he's not training properly. But ultimately, he has a lot of injuries. Now, the newest thing is he's failed 2 testosterone tests at Juventus, right? So he's clearly jabbing himself with something he shouldn't be. They did the first test, they then followed it up with a second. He failed that as well. He tested positive to both. So he could be done for doping, meaning he cannot play in the Italian Serie A anymore. Who knows how long this ban could go for. Is this the worst fall from grace in football history if he's actually found positive for some sort of steroid?
It has to be. Who else has won a World Cup and then a couple years later you're
done for doping and you can't play?
You're done for doping and you can't play. He has to be the biggest fall.
Look, I don't know how long. Players have been done for doping before.
Yeah.
And, you know, you had the Rio Ferdinand scandal. I know CB, what's his name? Collo Touré got done once as well. It happens a lot to these guys. The thing is, a lot of the time, injury-prone players get done for doping because they get so desperate and their doctors and
they want to speed up the process. And
it's not necessarily steroids. There's a lot of like borderline supplements.
Well, I was going to ask because both of you have had surgeries before. Mm. Like, is there anything that's on the table as like, this can speed up the healing process 100%. That would come up in a drug test?
100%.
Yeah, so like that's the frustration of someone at that level because you're talking about this fall from grace. Like it's not like he doesn't know about that.
Yeah, of course.
That's what he wakes up to every morning and the reality and he has. It. You can understand why like you'd fall onto doing things like that.
I've taken desperation. I've jabbed my hamstring with random shit.
Yeah.
I had a doctor jab my hamstring. You get that. This is only at a semi-pro level, but I was young and I was training with a pro team. So it was after a knee injury. I tore my hammy. I came back, I tore my hammy again. I came back, I tore my hammy a third time.
Far out.
And I was like, bro, I can't do this. And I was missing like really big opportunities. And so I was just like, whatever the fuck I need to take. Mm. And it wasn't like a steroid, but it was like on the list of banned substances. But I was like, fuck it. Like, do you know what I mean? Like you get desperate. You're like, well, I'm losing my career anyway.
Yeah,
I can't play.
What's
so like,
100%. What's the worst that
can happen? And it's extremely common. Particularly at the semi-pro level, it's extremely common because these are guys.
Are they
that
testing
like,
at a semi-pro level?
Nah. Very rarely.
Yeah. Really? Have either of you two been tested in your like at that level?
I've been like to games where they just take a random player or two, but I've never just.
Interesting.
In America, they used to like, but you'd be scheduled drug test.
Right. So you knew.
You'd know when it was coming up and stuff. Yeah. How is it really?
Interesting how they tell you when it's coming up.
Mm. Yeah.
Seems to defeat the purpose, but anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. It's weird. At the college level, basically, they tell you when the person's coming or when the person's coming in or whatever. But like some people might be testing positive. So that's why they tell you, because then you can go to someone and be like, listen, I think I'm not going to pass this. And then they give you one free. And then the next one you're fucked pretty much.
Sorry, coach, I had a big weekend.
Coach, I had a big weekend. I think I'm going to fail that. And then yada, yada, yada.
Exactly. But bad for poor Pogba. I think he should have just gone to Saudi Arabia, man. I think he should have got the bag. Apparently they wanted him. He should have just gone, called the quits, go make some money and go over there because clearly his career's fallen. Because
he'd be making bags even if he wasn't playing.
100%. 100%. Mm. We're going to get to someone who's done that recently. But Jude Bellingham, I wanted to just bring him up.
Oh, we've got to bring up Jude. He's amazing.
Scored another 2. 10 goals in 10 games to kick off his Real Madrid career. I think he's equal to Cristiano Ronaldo's record.
Crazy.
But he's a centre mid.
From a centre mid, it's just... I'm really confused. a kid from bloody Birmingham is literally... taking the world by storm.
Yeah.
Could win the Ballon d'Or.
Yeah.
Like, and he's just so chilled.
He's so mature. Like, he plays like he's so much older. Mm-hmm. Like, it's such a delight to watch. Like, I love this. I love the whole story.
Yeah. No, it's amazing. He plays like so much older than he is. It's just incredible. Yeah. 20 years of age. Can you believe it? He's even his interviews and stuff.
Did you see the interview where he was like, you're such a mature 28-year-old? Yeah. He's like, 28, I'm 20. Yeah. You just added 8 years to my life.
Yeah, no, he's flying. He's going to be in England camp this week.
Yes, it's happy to see it. Well, Sterling got left out.
This is cool. He took that personally. He played like an animal on the weekend.
I don't agree with Sterling being left out.
Yeah.
Because if you're going off club form, then...
Yeah. Why is Maguire there?
Why is Maguire always there?
Why is Callum Phillips?
But Southgate will back Maguire to the hills.
That's like the thing. Sterling has always been great for England.
How much Sterling has done for England?
This is just the shit that you see on a national level. Like in every code, you see this kind of like allegiance between player and coach.
Yeah.
Until you've got a new coach, there are some players that are just going to always be there.
Is that lack of like proper competition? Like England at centre half, I know you say like, okay, we got, you know, you got Tomori option, you got maybe like the Chris Smalling who gets left out.
But not a huge winger,
you're talking Bukayo Saka, you're talking Jack Grealish, that have all come out in the last few years.
Oh, there's
years.
So much
Even
talent.
Like your Fodens, and the, like, is that why there's Sterling's getting left out?
Possibly. Yes. But I always think back to what he'd done at every major competition.
He's always been good for England.
He's always turned up.
It's not like he's gone. He's still playing for Chelsea. Like, do you know what I mean?
It's so crazy.
It should be enough to make the England squad.
He's getting Watkins back in and that's because of club performance. Yeah. There's no doubt that they're being picked for that reason. So you do wonder, like, if it is an internal relationship thing as well. Because that always comes into play as well.
100%.
People forget that.
Definitely. But Jude Bellingham, first name on the team sheet at the moment. He's over there. England taking on Italy in a big game at Wembley.
How are the Italians looking?
Shit. Look, I don't know. Spalletti's doing a decent job. I think Italy need it more than England this game because Ukraine's there as well. England have started perfect. Italy have slipped up a couple of times. So should be an interesting game. But it's their rematch. It's the first time they meet at Wembley since Italy beat them in the Euro final.
Oh, crazy. Wow.
So I think the English have a big chance to put this to bed. They do not want to lose to the Italians. They're in front of 90,000 English.
I don't think they will. No. When you look at that squad, I don't think they're going to lose.
I don't know, man. International break, international football, not the most exciting.
Oh.
Do you know what?
I know, guys.
I've fallen more for the international stuff
I
now.
I have. You've changed our minds.
The
for
Born
sure.
Offside plus the last two World Cups being like part of this community has changed me.
Yeah, I think it depends what you're watching. I mean, at least this is qualifiers, so it means something. For Australia, it doesn't really mean anything. Australia playing England next week, and they're playing New Zealand in England.
Yeah, which is interesting.
The women's, right?
This weekend.
No, men's, bro.
Oh, men's
they
playing Australia?
They announced the Socceroos squad last week.
I know they announced the Socceroos squad.
That's for these games.
Oh, shit.
So England play Italy in an actual qualifier, and then a couple of days later they play Australia in a friendly.
Oh,
but I think they're playing for something.
Some cup.
They're playing for the old like
Sasso's
football
gonna
ashes.
Be there for that?
Yeah, she's gone for that game. Oh, she's gone for a few things, but she's gone for that game, yeah.
Football ashes. Love that.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of friendlies. But anyway, that'll be interesting.
Oh.
I want to talk about a guy that, because we mentioned the Saudis before, Neymar.
Mm. Mm.
His baby mama's given birth.
Okay.
Yeah. We've spoken about the Beckhams.
Yes, we have.
They made it work with some scandals. Neymar has his for paid leave. He gets 2.5 million a week, apparently. I think that's a bit inflated, but that's apparently what he's earning in Saudi
Arabia. It's believable, though.
It's believable.
Which is the hardest part.
He got granted paid leave.
Paid leave. Like he needs it.
So he gets this 2.5 million, even though he can't be there right now. He's flown to Brazil to see the birth of his child. Now, he's no longer with, you know, the whole scandal? He cheated on this Bruna.
But they're not together.
Apparently they're not together. Yeah, she hasn't taken him back yet.
I thought she took him back because they showed up at an event together.
Has she taken him back?
I don't know. TikTok.
That's where
I get my information from.
It's always reliable. I hear.
Yeah, but right. I remember like seeing the scandal happen, and then like a few days later, Bruno showed up to an event with him, and everyone was like, "Has she forgiven him?"
See, goes back to the first point of the whole podcast.
It does. Stop. We're back at the start.
We are not.
You can get away with whatever you want if you're an athlete.
We are not condoning cheating. We are not condoning cheating in any way, shape, or form. What's that guy say?
High value man? What's that?
High value man. Like, you get away with whatever the fuck he wants. That's what it sounds like.
That's fucked.
Look, he apologized. So then it's fine.
Okay.
As long as you say sorry, everything's fine, apparently.
Bruna's doing her thing in her own right, though.
Yeah, she doesn't
need him.
She's massive, yeah.
Just like Victoria was doing her thing. She didn't need David.
Yeah, it's true. That's right. I'm not arguing with them. Power couples.
I'm not going to comment on that, but anyway.
But it reminded me because he got granted this leave and missed the game to go home to. It reminded me of that Roy Keane quote. When Roy Keane was managing Ireland and one of his players, the media asked him, it was Kevin Doyle or something. It was like an Irish striker and they asked him. Do you remember?
Yeah, he's like, are you giving birth?
Yeah.
So you'll be fucking playing.
You'll be playing. You can go after the game. You're not the one carrying the baby, so you'll be fine.
Mitch Moses missed the birth of his child for para.
He's also changed like one nappy in the 6 months of his child's life. So like...
How do you know that?
He told us.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
that we were like when he admitted to that, I think he's changed two nappies now actually.
Yeah.
So I think that says enough.
Nappies aren't for everyone. You know what I mean?
Look, you show up, you support however you're capable of.
Yeah.
Whatever, no judgment.
Yeah, no judgment. I hope it works out. Maybe, you know, in 10 years' time, 15 years' time, we're watching the Neymar doco with his missus and it'll be like Bex.
Yeah, because kids change things, right?
That's what
in these particular instances, like when you have children together.
Well, Neymar already's got a kid. I don't even know what the situation with that kid is as well, the blonde one.
Oh, it's different baby mum.
I think so.
Oh, yeah, it's not Bruno's child.
Yeah, it's not Bruno's child.
Oh.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
These footballers just out here having babies, man.
Yeah.
The amount of time I see, like Raheem Sterling, man, had two at like 19.
Yeah, I mean.
That's why I thought
he
was like.
Going, so that's fair enough.
That's why I thought Raheem was like 40.
Yeah.
He just seems so much older than he
Foden's got a kid as well, isn't he?
Foden's got these kids.
Foden's kid's like more famous than he is.
Yeah. It's just strange. I'm going to finish the pod with a random one that came in here from Christian Signorelli. Said, Olan would have made it pro if it wasn't for the injuries. I know it. I don't know. He backs
it's funny because I was going to make a post today, like saying like my Roman Empire is I would have made it pro if
if I
had pace and a good first touch.
That's
it's going to
so
be a quote
good.
Of all my photos.
Can I say so? When that Roman Empire TikTok was thriving, I asked you both the question. Claude said. Oh, yeah, like every couple of weeks or something.
Yeah.
And then Olan was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, I was like, what?
You don't think about the Roman Empire?
No.
I think about it more than Olan.
Yeah, I don't understand
why. I'm a history buff.
I don't understand why I would need to think about the Roman Empire.
Aqueducts.
What the fuck is that?
It's incredible.
Roads.
Like, it's just incredible.
Oh, they built all the roads?
Marvel. Well, not all the roads in the world, but you're talking about like
the biggest empire. They do say all those.
The
M1.
All roads lead to Rome. Yeah, it's just
No,
you're not a history man.
I said my Roman. Fucking can I spit it out? My Roman Empire is Kobe Bryant. That's my Roman Empire.
I see that.
As in you think about Kobe
once a week.
I think about Kobe a lot as well. Probably that whole story.
Yeah, something's hanging from your nose. I don't know what it is.
Bit of. Can we cut that?
No.
Cut it out. No, keep it in. mine's Kobe Bryant.
What about him?
Just like how he—it's literally
about
like
the tragedy, or like just
the tragedy and his impact on the world, and then like how he's gone too soon. That's literally like Messi dying.
Yeah.
It is like
so.
That.
It's like
it's
one of the greatest athletes in the world, and his daughter,
and his daughter
passed too soon. You know, in a helicopter.
That's fair enough.
I think about it. I'm like, oh the fuck, Kobe's dead.
That is fair enough. What a tragic way to end the pod. I'm not going to end the pod on that because that's
that's not
sorry. End on a positive.
Let's get another audience question. Oscar Ling has asked, if you're Ange, would you rather finish second to fourth and make Champions League, or finish 8th to 10th and win the FA Cup?
When was the last time Tottenham won a trophy?
Long time.
I reckon Tottenham fans would rather have the FA Cup.
Yeah,
I agree. I think they'd prefer that.
They've played Champions League football.
They've played Champions League before. They've lost in the final Champions League. Yeah. Harry Kane's and all that.
That's a really good question, though.
They need the trophies,
but I reckon they would love that.
What about as a Chelsea fan who's like you've seen lift the FA Cup trophy recently? Enough,
Would
you rather get back into the Champions League?
I think I'd.
Or a trophy's a trophy. A trophy always beats.
I think a trophy's always a trophy at the end, and an FA Cup is not a small trophy.
No, of course, yeah.
But I'd probably rather get back in Champions League because we've been there before, we've done it before.
Well, I don't think Chelsea are going to make Champions League, and I don't think Ange is going to finish as low at 8th or 10th. He's sitting in first position.
No, that's
so
the
far.
Other thing is like you never know in the Premier League. If he goes from equal first.
You never know in the Premier League.
I don't think he's going to drop that far.
Yeah,
I don't see them dropping that much this season the way that they're playing.
Man, I hate talking about this stuff now because we're only 8 rounds in. We'll see. But there is a break, international break. Yes. So no football this weekend in the club land. But there is in the Women's League, WSL.
Did we mention that City-Chelsea game though? All those yellow and red cards?
Yeah, I know.
That's crazy.
Couple red cards there
as well. Couple red cards. Quite a few yellows as well.
Yeah, unfortunately Mary Fowler was sacrificed for one of those yellows.
Yeah.
And she had one of those reds. She had to come off for another defender. And then Lana Kennedy played. Sam Kerr came back.
Sam Kerr, the first game back.
That's right. All our Aussies playing. That's good, man. Good to see Aussies just...
They're dominating out there.
Dominating, bro.
They sure are.
Great to see. Actually, and there could be more Aussies in the Prem next season.
Yeah.
Because first and second place, your first place, Harry Soutoff started again this weekend for Leicester.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's good.
Good to see him back.
They're coming first. Second place has got Cameron Burgess and Massimo Luongo at Ipswich Town.
Huh.
Ooh. So it's looking good.
Did you see Ed Sheeran was in the sheds with Ipswich Town?
Yeah.
That was cute.
That was mad. That was good. That's a good way to end the pod. Yeah. That's better. It's more on a happy light. I'm happy with that. Big week coming up. International break. We'll talk about it. If Italy beat England this weekend, celebrations on the pod next week. We've also got a little bonus pod dropping.
Yeah, we do.
Aaron Evans is popping back in to chat to us. He's our good mate of the pod. Of course, he played in Indonesia last time we were talking.
Yeah.
He's now played in the Indian Super League. Yeah. He's coming back in. Been hearing rumours about where he might sign next. I'm going to talk India.
He said he's got some really interesting stories of his time in India. And I feel now that, you know, we have Cumdog there, like I feel like it's a part of the world that we haven't really talked about much.
Yeah.
But so sounds like he's chat. Got a bit of an update for us.
Yeah, this will be a cracking chat, guys. Make sure you subscribe to the pod. Flick us a 5-star if you're having a good time. Make sure you follow us on all our socials. We'll see you next time.
Bye, guys.
Ciao.
See ya.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.